For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a London neighborhood. Not just any neighborhood, we're looking for London's Greenwich Village. Like its bohemian New York counterpart, this area in London is full of comfy alternative cafes, funky bars, and even a cabaret. You can find all sorts of bookstores and record stores. Yep, I'm talking about vinyl. Or if you like antiques, you could visit Grosvenor Prints. It has the largest stock of antique prints in Britain. This little hood is sandwiched between Soho and Covent Garden. Its distinguishing landmark is a pillar with sundials where seven streets intersect. Any ideas? The answer is coming up later in the show. Earlier in our show, we asked you to guess the location of London's Greenwich Village. The Crown Pub and the Cambridge Theatre are some of its landmarks, as is an intersection of seven streets. The answer is Seven Dials in London. It turns out lots of cities around the world have neighborhoods they call their Greenwich Village, but every city likes to put its own twist on it. Stephen Melendez of WNYC in New York made it his mission to find as many of the world's Greenwich Villages as possible. He said his adventure all started with a single conversation.
So I was talking to a friend of mine who was going to be visiting Providence in Rhode Island. And I remember being in that city when I was in college up in Boston and going around Thayer Street, which is a neighborhood near Brown University and the Rhode Island School of Design, kind of like a funky bohemian neighborhood. So I Googled it to find some recommendations of restaurants and bookstores and everything else. And I saw something that described it online as Providence's answer to Greenwich Village. And I remembered seeing other travel guides and other blogs describing other neighborhoods and other cities that way. So I set about to try and find out about how many of those there are out there. I found about 80 of these neighborhoods around the world, half of them in the U.S. and about half of them abroad.
What about a Greenwich Village that surprised you, where you didn't think, oh, that city's not going to have a Greenwich Village that'll stand out?
So there were a few, especially the ones overseas. I sort of expected to find more in cities that are geographically or topographically or architecturally similar to New York. Then I started seeing ones in places I wouldn't expect, like Koh Samui, I believe it's pronounced, in Thailand, had an area called Fisherman's Village. And when I looked at pictures, first of all, it's a seaside town where Greenwich Village isn't particularly near the water other than the Hudson. And the architecture was described as Chinese shops with a distinct European feel. So to look at pictures, you don't get why it's described as an answer to Greenwich Village. But I think the reality in all these places is that they have that same bohemian free spirit wherever in the world they are.
I got to say, the whole proposition is a little challenging, isn't it? Because the essence of Greenwich Village is it's a hip place and hipness changes all the time. How many of these places do you think will soon defer to another part of the city for hipness?
A lot of the comments we got when we posted this on the web said that the Greenwich Village is losing its own charm just as it becomes gentrified. I remember Queen Street in Toronto, a couple of people commented that it's really out of a price range of the kind of people who make a neighborhood in answer to Greenwich Village.
So people and cultures all over the globe putting their own twist on their own versions of Greenwich Village locally. In your own opinion, Stephen, what makes Greenwich Village in New York City authentic?
I would look to sort of people who've written about it historically, like, say, Jane Jacobs comes to mind. It's New York, so it's always been a city of immigrants. So you have, historically at least, you had working class families right alongside the artists and musicians and bohemian types and sort of a unique blending of a community and people coming together in the public spaces and in the shops and the parks, etc.
Stephen Melendez of Station WNYC, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can take a tour of all the Greenwich Villages that Stephen found. His digital project is at theworld.org.